This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Yesterday, we gave you the broad outlines of the first ever Marketplace National Economic Poll, a survey we did with our partners at Edison Research. We wanted to know in some pretty granular detail how you feel about your own personal economy, away from all the big national numbers and trend lines. And it turns out that even though the recession ended 5.5 years ago, even though we are adding jobs and GDP is up, what you get when you ask around isn't a story about financial rebound. It's a story of financial reservation. A lot of people in our poll, 42%, said they feel stuck in their current financial situations. And one big reason is how they earn their money. Marketplace's Noelle King has this profile.
In this country, most workers are paid in one of two ways, hourly or salary. We noticed something when we talked to people who'd taken part in the Marketplace Edison Research poll. A lot of the hourly workers want to be salaried. They told us they feel like salaried workers are less expendable, paid and treated better. In fact, about half of the hourly workers said, given the opportunity, they would like to work more hours. Here's one from our poll, William Davis. His Freehold, New Jersey home is decorated with photos of his kids.
I'm just going to show a picture of my daughter.
Davis is 64. When he started working in South Carolina's cotton fields as a child, he wasn't hourly or salaried. He was paid by the pound.
I grew up in the South, and it was hard. It was my mother worked two jobs. She had nine kids, and we used to pick. I had to pick cotton. $8 for 100 pounds is a lot.
You still remember how much you were getting paid?
Yes, $8 for 100 pounds.
Davis left South Carolina as a teenager and came north because he wanted better pay. He found it at a furniture company called Huffman Coos in New Jersey. He was a platform supervisor. That's the guy who makes sure all the furniture gets from the warehouse to the customer. Because he was management, he made a salary, $56,000 a year. And he got a 3% raise every year. He bought a house and raised three kids.
Back then, everything was good. You know, I would go. They travel at least twice a year. Carolinas, down to Florida, Georgia, you know, they see family and stuff like that.
Then in 2004, Huffman Coos went bankrupt. And after 20 years with the company, Davis was out of a job.
And they gave me a check for a 2-week salary. After taxes, that was left me with $1,485, 20 years of work.
11 years after being laid off from his salaried job at Huffman Coos, Davis is now an hourly worker. He has a part-time job driving for the ARC of New Jersey, an organization that serves people with developmental disabilities.
I make $10.75 an hour. So,
a couple of years ago, Huffman Coos came back. Same name, different owner. And Davis says he interviewed to get his old job back. But there was a problem.
What he offered me when I went there, he said, oh, just about $600 a week. I said, well, and I said, that's for 8 hours? And he said, no, you know, this business, you come in and you leave when the work is done. I said, yeah, no, I can't work for that. No.
William Davis has no nest egg and only Social Security and his $10.75 an hour to fall back on.
I'll probably end up working until I die.
And when you ask this once solidly middle-class guy what he thinks about the economy?
The American middle class is finished. There's no more.
That doesn't mean the Davis family is without optimism. Davis's 23-year-old son Joshua is graduating from Clarion University in Pennsylvania this December with a degree in business. He plans to work and earn a master's simultaneously. Joshua says he doesn't feel stuck.
I feel like I'm a winner, and I'm going to do whatever it takes to win. My attitude for, you know, getting a job, and even once I get a job, is to move up right away, not wait, you know, a couple of years from now. No, I want to move up. You know, if it takes 3 months, I wish I can. You know, if it takes 6 months, I'm going to do the same thing. I'm going to do whatever it takes.
That puts him in line with nearly 80% of people we polled who believe hard work rather than luck influences their finances. I'm Noelle King for Marketplace.
We've got all the details you could want from our Marketplace Edison Research poll, charts, graphs, data, the whole smash on our website, marketplace.org. And while you're there, do us a favor. Would you take a minute? Tell us the story of your economy. Maybe we'll get you on the radio.